letters asking that this project is not approved. Do you guys have a copy of those letters? Okay, great. I ask that Taney County Planning and Zoning Committee deny the conditional use permit to build the two dorm buildings. I'd also like to add that Robin, who's sitting here, she's lived on Grand Clark Road for 36 years. 3 months ago, an employee from Big Cedar rolled his car in front of her house going too fast on Grand Clark Road. And she had another instance where an individual, one of the workers that did not speak English, approached her in her front yard after dark, and it scared her to death. And so she was really opposed to this project as well. And the people that had the presentation of the building up on the screen, you know, they only had one building, and they're proposing authorization for two buildings. So why don't they show that in their presentation? And thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next.
My name is Christine Taylor. I live at 245 Lemonwood Lane. I really wasn't prepared for this, but it's probably going to get pushed through just because of the situation and who he is. But I agree with everything that she said, and I agree with everything that he said as far as, like, the traffic and reducing that, keeping that on Big Cedar property. I just think that if it was the owners of Big Cedar were living in our neighborhood, what would they want that building to look like? And what, you know, whenever you drive by, I think that planning and zoning needs to make it look like a really upscale gated community if they're going to do it. So our value doesn't go down. It's, you know, we still maintain a good value on our homes, and people that drive by that don't know what it is, they're like, oh, that's cool. That's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak?
Well, I did. My name is Diane Unger. Our house is at 2092 Graham Clark Drive. And I'm going to just kind of wrap up many of the wonderful comments that the other people have already mentioned. Of course, I oppose the approval of this conditional use permit. People who live on Graham Clark Road chose that area because it's a bedroom-type, nice, quiet, lakeside community. We wanted it to enjoy some peace and quiet while we're living there. That has been completely disrupted since the continuous expansion of the Big Cedar project. Yes, Big Cedar, I know, is a big money generator for the area. But their traffic is sometimes unbearable on Graham Clark Road. I know everybody needs workers, and thank goodness that they can find them, but what background checks really are done on these workers that are coming from, as we were told, may or may not be U.S. citizens and may or may not be from, they could be from anywhere. I'd like to know who is going to be responsible for monitoring these people after hours when they're not at work. You know, what are they going to be doing in their free time? If they don't have vehicles at their disposal, are they going to be roaming the neighborhood, as has already happened? And the representatives from Big Cedar said that they plan to offer this, 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 and this to the resident, to their associate workers. Well, I happen to know a couple of those associate workers who say, big ideas don't always go as the way they were promised. And so I don't want Graham Clark Drive to be the brunt of disgruntled associate workers who came here with one attitude and decided, you know, found out that things didn't go as peachy keen as they were promised. As you all know, Graham Clark is hilly, windy, narrow. A lot of the homes on Graham Clark's are positioned fairly close to the street. The traffic, there's a 25-mile-per-hour posted speed limit sign that the county has put there, and I have yet to see any person observe that speed limit, and especially Big Cedar trucks, Big Cedar buses, and all of the associates that travel to the Paradise Point complex. It's almost taking your life in your hands just to go out to your mailbox to get your mail. Now, I have a big issue about the environment as well. Table Rock Lake, the beauty of Table Rock Lake and the draw that Table Rock Lake brings is because of its clear, pristine water. Linda already mentioned that terrible runoff. I call it the rushing river that comes down from the top of the rock area every time it rains. And, I mean, it's rumbling and rolling. There's so much force to it. So that comes down, I'm going to call it, from on the east side of Graham Clark. If they put this development on, I'm going to call it the south side of Graham Clark, my concern is, here we go. Yes, they're not going to strip away so many trees, but they're going to have to put all this stuff in. You strip away the trees, you strip away the vegetation, you have eliminated your natural absorption process. So now what do you have in place of it? You've got hard surface rooftops, hard surface parking lots. All of that water has to go somewhere. It goes into the lake. In my opinion, you know, once the quality of lake water is compromised, it's very hard to turn that around and bring it back. So, Big Cedar, I'm going to call it Big Cedar Industries, regardless of what their subtitle names are, they own and they control a vast amount of property north, south, east, and west of 86 Highway. Surely, somewhere within those thousands and thousands of acres of property, there is a more suitable place where they can put their dormitory buildings for the associate workers, where it doesn't infringe and encroach upon a residential homeowners community. So please consider these issues.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? Is that everyone?
Howard, I was just going to respond to a couple of the items that were brought up.
Absolutely.
As far as the concern about the sewer capacity, Big Cedar Lodge will actually, they're in the process of working with Taney County Regional Sewer District to become part of the Hollister Treatment Plant, where they send all their wastewater flow. And after discussion with Jamie Keyes, they should be, all their sewer flow from their projects on the Big Cedar campus will be going within a month to the city of Hollister Treatment Plant. So that is basically a moot point because this is going to probably be a 9 to 10 month construction schedule once construction does begin. I also like to remind everybody that per Scott's point, this property is zoned as commercial. We could literally put like a Walmart or a Bass Pro Shop or and that would have a significant impact on the traffic. This is a much less condition that we're asking for approval this evening. So we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Why don't you guys, we'll probably have some questions for you. So if you guys want to come up.
So somebody mentioned water runoff. So explain how you're going to capture the water from the impervious surfaces.
It's basically water quality. You know, we're the nearest property to the lake. Johnny owns all, you know, Big Cedar entities own all the way to the lake. So we've worked with the county on that as far as water quality requirements. That is under design right now to make sure we're not adding sediment. You know, this will be a fully landscaped site within any trees that we take out. So there'll be sod. It'll be as much on the landscape side as the rest of the existing Big Cedar Resort.
So even though you're taking out trees, you're also replanting.
That's correct, yep.
Have the buildings been designed, what they're going to look like and everything? Design comment that they were going to be ugly. I'm just curious if you could tell us what they're going to look like.
Yes, and if you don't mind, Scott, going back to our presentation on slide 3, please. So the location of the associate housing development in dormitory style the location is very, very clear, carefully chosen to make sure that we will not see it from certain locations, and that's from up top and below. When we're proceeding on Graham Clark Road, we're being very careful to make sure we're not going to see the dormitory buildings along Graham Clark. Big Cedar Lodge is an outdoor wilderness resort, and we're trying to maintain that integrity, but also submersing our associates to make them feel like they're a part of the Big Cedar Lodge integrity as well. When it comes to the materials of the project, we're trying to keep that very natural and make it look like it's not out of the ordinary, not out of place. Make it look like a building that would belong at Big Cedar Lodge. And so all of the materials here and on this rendering, and so both these buildings would look pretty much similar to this.
So that's a pretty good rendering of what it would look like.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to add on that. Big Cedar Lodge is actually paying additional money to improve these buildings, the exterior facades. So it's going to be even a nicer building than what is currently being constructed and was just recently completed at Silver Dollar City. It's going to have that Bass Pro look and feel to it, similar to like a Bass Pro shop.
Scott, did you have other sites that you looked at? This was your deciding one, but was there other sites that you were looking at for this one?
We looked initially at some other sites within the resort, but we wanted to keep it closer to the back of house operations in that proximity to the cafeteria, because one of the biggest movements is these people, they're going to have to go place somewhere to eat that's close. So they're literally within walking distance to the cafeteria.
And also with the safety impact in mind, we really want to make sure they're internal to the tornado sirens and very, very close to 24/7 surveillance at Big Cedar Lodge. So we're trying to enhance their safety and way of life while they're here at our resort.
And this will be gated also, right? The entrance, will there be a gate?
Currently, no, sir, that was, let me see if I can switch through.
That one.
There we go. No, that black line I think you're seeing is a culvert underneath the access road. Currently, there's no plans for gated, but we do look at that as possible improvements for security.
Mm-hmm. So, Todd, the road coming down, will that connect to Stone Road? Or where will that come out on the resort?
That comes campus. Out right next to the parking lot for the cafeteria. It literally, where that existing parking lot is by the cafeteria, It's basically an unnamed road that goes into the road that runs by Fun Mountain, kind of the back of house road, if you will, and then runs on to State Drive.
Okay.
So this entranceway, more than just a dormitory reference, more than just the local people coming in, having all kinds of traffic, having all kinds of shuttles and such coming in that same entranceway.
It will be a public road, it's not going to be a gated public road, so there's really no such thing. But, yeah, so it is possible that people could use that road as a back door into Big Cedar. Stonecroft, that's an existing housing facility that houses Big Cedar employees. That's actually going to be kind of revamped to basically be for management housing, for management that come from out of town. So that's really why that connection is still critical, because there still will be a possible connection from shuttle buses going from the existing resort up to Stonecroft as well.
So the residents there most of them won't have vehicles. So you won't be adding any more traffic than what's already there.
That's correct. There's actually going to be 72 to 75 bike parking spaces for employees to be able to ride bikes to work.
So there's an access road that goes through the dormitory up to your cafeteria, so they don't have to get anywhere but on the site.
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you get from the? I'm not familiar with that area. How do you get from the how do you get to the cafeteria now? I assume there's a roadway you can go from 86 or somewhere you can get to the cafeteria.
Yeah, so the cafeteria is right here.
Okay.
Right now you come in off of Estate Drive, and you come up, here's Fun Mountain. There's a road that goes right between it. This is the existing treatment plant. This is basically the back of house road that connects to that parking lot, and then that's the cafeteria.
This is where the proposed housing will be. So that access road will come off of Graham Clark about in this area and come down into here.
Why can't you just access it from the cafeteria and go on down? Why do you need the other access?
So current shuttle routing actually takes Graham Clark Road and then comes across all the way down here through this residential development through McMean Drive.